Please be seated. Good morning. Do you know people in your life, or perhaps you've met somebody in your life, that they'll say something to you and you say, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you just know it. Or they'll say something to you and you say, I know. You know, in one situation, you say, yeah, you're right, and you own it. But sometimes, you know they're right, but it's only come this far. And I can't let it in any. I got to deal with this. I got to think about this. There's something about what you hear that person say that just speaks of a truth, speaks of something of great depth and meaning. And you know it when you hear it. Or you can also know it when you read it. Sometimes you can get it through reading something that someone has said. But oftentimes it's that one-on-one kind of relationship. Sometimes it's not so much about what they're saying as much as who's saying it. I mean, I know people in my life, it seems like no matter what the topic is or what they're saying, I just stand in awe of their wisdom. Do you know people like that? I've had the luck in my life to meet some folks like that. And it's who they are. You know, what they're saying seems to come from a place of great depth and great experience and great wisdom. They speak with a kind of authority. Not an authority that has to do with power or somehow coming on strong to somebody, but an authority that it just seems to come from a particular source, a particular place. I offer this thought this morning because the gospel reading, the part I find intriguing is the part where Jesus is speaking in the synagogue. Jesus has just called his first disciples by the Sea of Galilee. He's called them to follow him, enter into relationship with him, and walk with him. Remember, Jesus doesn't stop to teach them. He just invites them to walk with him. Come with me. Walk with me. And the first place they walk to is this town. And there's a synagogue there. And Jesus goes into the synagogue to teach. He's a teacher. And I love that phrase where it says, the people who heard him in that synagogue were saying, he speaks with authority. Not like the scribes. That's a very intriguing phrase. He speaks with authority, teaches with authority, not like the scribes. What does that mean? What is that about? The scribes were good people. They were part of the Jewish tradition. Remember, in the Jewish tradition, the law was taken very seriously. It was really believed that by obeying the law, or the laws, there were many of them, that you would come closer to God. And the scribes were those who knew the law. They knew it well. And they were there to help interpret the law. You know, how does this apply to me? I'm in this particular situation in my life. What laws apply to me? That may sound foreign to our religious experience, but that was a very significant part of this is the early Jewish tradition. You went to the scribes to interpret the law. Not sure it's a good comparison, but over the next couple of months, many will be going to tax advisors to interpret the law. You know, how does this apply to me? I'm not comparing tax advisors to scribes, but there's a certain seeking interpretation in my situation. And the scribes spent, you know, that was their life, learning the law and knowing it. And so they would speak from a knowledge of the law and try to apply that to your situation. That may be oversimplification of the scribes, but that was one of the roles they had. And so people were accustomed to that kind of how does the law interpreted here? You know, what can the scribe tell me? But what they're saying in this gospel reading, what I'm hearing is, but they've experienced something different in the way Jesus just taught. Something different in the way Jesus just taught. And what is that? What is that difference? He speaks with authority. You know, over the years, I've shared this thought before, and just want to bring it back because I think it can help us engage with this reading. And It's that reference to the stages of religion. I suggest there are three stages to religion that come from the scriptures. One is the first stage, which is you become part of a belonging system. You become part of a community, and you give yourself over to what's referred to as an outer authority. So for the Jewish folks to become Jewish ever more deeply, you learn the law. What's the law of these people? How do I become part of this? How do I make this part of my life? You give yourself over to this. To become a Christian, what does it mean to be a follower of Christ? You find St. Paul doing a lot of that in his writings. What does it mean to be an early follower of Jesus? Even in our reading today from Corinthians, while I'm not going to engage with that reading, it's Paul trying to interpret for the followers of Christ, what maybe this tradition that came from another tradition is to be applied with, having to do with food, what not to eat, how to eat, what not to eat. Paul's beginning to try to interpret things for the community of Christians. And all of us are part of that, and we're a part of this particular household of the Episcopal household within Christianity. If someone comes to St. Paul's who's perhaps not from the Episcopal tradition, or perhaps isn't even from a Christian tradition, the first thing they'll say is, "Well, so what are you Episcopalians about? tell me about this tradition. What is it you do? What is all this stuff you do on Sundays? What are you about? It's you want to learn about this community of which I want to belong. You give yourself to what's called an outer authority. I want to learn what's here because I see other people who've experienced this, and I want to experience that. I want to grow in my faith as well. But the whole goal of that is not just to be there. The whole goal is to eventually, to use a phrase, meet the Holy One, to come to know the light, to come to know the wonder, to come to know God in our lives, to have that experience. And when you have that experience, you don't just speak from this outer authority. You don't just say, well, Episcopalians believe that such and such, or Christians believe that such and such, or Jewish brothers and sisters believe such and such, or Muslim brothers and sisters believe such and such. You begin to speak from a different place. You begin to speak from an experience of the holy in your life. And when someone speaks from that place, sometimes the religious differences collapse because you've met the Holy One. You've come to know God. And that's where real conversation and dialogue can happen. And I think when you come from that place, you speak with an authority. Not so much an authority of power or overwhelming another, but it's been authored in your life. You've had this experience and you speak from that place. And I believe that's where Jesus lived his life. And that's perhaps why his teaching was so different. Jesus spoke from an experience of God, and he invited others into that experience and spoke from a place of wisdom, which to me is the third phase of religion, a place of wisdom. Now, reading that gospel reading today, we could say, oh, Jesus must have been something. Wow, he could speak like that. He could speak with authority. But I think Jesus is actually calling all of us to speak with authority in our lives, to speak from that place where we experience God, to speak from that place of wisdom, to speak from that place when you encounter someone who has that kind of wisdom and points it out to you and you say, I know, or you're right. We're all called to that kind of wisdom. We're all called to that way of being and teaching here at St. Paul's as we walk this faith tradition together. In a few weeks, we'll have our inquirers classes, opportunities to learn about this Episcopal household. For those of you new to the Episcopal Church, or for those of you who've grown up Episcopalian, come to the classes that we'll be offering. There's information in the bulletin about that. It's that opportunity to learn what it means to be part of this community and to be a member, if you wish, to be confirmed or received into the Episcopal Church. It's an important stage, an important phase in our journey together, so that we may come to know God in our lives. So as we gather during this season of Epiphany, this season of showing forth, let us show forth our experiences of the holy in our lives. And as we share those together here in this community of faith, all of us have had some kind of experiences, whether we recognize it that way or not, but it's there. And we give thanks for the wisdom-filled people of our community who speak to us, who speak truth to us, and we know it and we see it, and it touches something deep in us. Let's go forth this day with authority of who God is in our life and share that and speak of that to the world that is so in need of that experience.